Track two, Neil's take.
Back in 1968, Noel Harrison recorded the song Windmills of Your Mind, which was featured in the film The Thomas Crown Affair. In it is the line, "Why did summer go so quickly? Is it something that you said?" Well, I must have said something, because already it's no time since Easter, but the longest day has already gone. I know it's a way off yet, but we're on the slippery slope to the gradual shortening of days, switching on the lights and the central heating. Mind you, at Shady Pines, even in the height of summer, we get marginally less daylight than the rest of you. The sun will be setting when Mrs. H starts closing the curtains. I have been known to open them again to save a natural light a bit longer. When I challenged Mrs. H on this, I was surprised to learn that it runs in the family. Mrs. H's sister is an early curtain closer too, and between them they offered an explanation. They reckon it's because they lived in a terrace house with the front room window facing directly onto the pavement. When they put the light on, people could see in, so they closed the curtains. As with many things involving Mrs. H, I've never been able to break her of the habit. Of course, I could assume the mantle of chief curtain closer, but I don't think Mrs. H would sanction that. You see, I don't close them correctly. Apparently I do it too vigorously. A voice behind me barks, "Gently! Don't be so rough with them. What is this macho thing with drawing curtains? It must damage the ends. Do it gently." Although I was being admonished, I felt quite proud. For Mrs. H to use the word macho in relation to me is really a rare compliment. My macho curtain closing came back into sharp focus when, in a new departure for Shady Pines, we forayed into the world of curtain poles and had them installed in the kitchen. With curtains hanging on big eyelets, they absolutely zinged along the pole. So it was some panache I would greet the world in the morning by flinging open the drapes. Mrs. H, which was quick to take me to task. "You'll have them down if you do that," she howled at me. When Shady Pines goes into night mode, Mrs. H calls for evening shutdown. "If you're going upstairs, close the curtains." That's code for "go upstairs and close the curtains." It's the same for downstairs. She uses a similar code, but adds a final instruction. "If you're not doing anything, could you just close the curtains? Leave the kitchen. I'll do those." I'm sure you'll understand Mrs. H's reasoning, even if I don't. The curtains aren't on poles, have deep pleats, whatever that means, so have to be closed carefully so they hang nicely. My aggressive tugs leave them bunched. Does it really matter? You can't see them from the outside, and I'm quite happy to welcome any visitors with, "Good evening. Please note, I drew the curtains." And there is another curtain rule which comes into force at certain times of the year. If the windows are open at night, I must avoid gapping, especially in the bedroom. The curtains have to overlap. This avoids various insects with hairy legs penetrating our defences, causing disturbed sleep as they perform aerobatics around the room, not to mention the odd spider out on manoeuvres. We have since installed curtain poles in the Pines day room. This has put more pressure on me to moderate my pulling power. I'm pleased to say I have succeeded, and Mrs. H regularly allocates curtain drawing to me. In fact, you might say I'm in pole position on the track.
Thank you, Neil. The interesting thing is that I have to confess I'm at one with Mrs. H on this. Pretty much the same conversations go on in my house. I am indeed an early drawer of curtains, and my husband is very brutal with them. Oh, well.